Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. As we continue on our journey, our Bein HaZmanim Shiurim, to strengthen all of us for the Jewish people, Bas Yafega, Bas Rivka, it should be a Refuah Shleima for her, B'Soich Shar Chole Yisrael, amongst all those who need Refuahs, for all those who need Yeshuas, for the Jewish people. For Klal Yisrael, for the Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, we got to remember the hostages and the Chayalim and all the soldiers who are out and about, uncomfortable, and Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, especially now where we're going to be learning Hilchos Lashon Hara, and we know that the Gullus, we're in Gullus because of our speech and Geula as we're getting closer to Pesach. Pesach is the Zman of Pesach, which we'll talk more about, which is where we are able to speak properly. Pesach, the mouth can speak. It's all about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's all about matzah, eating matzah, and talking good things. And we begin in preparation as we are ending the month, Be'ez Hashem, of Adar. And then we go into Nisan, and the more we could be mechazik in our dibur, it's interesting. I sat with someone today. I'm not going to mention his name. Sat with one of the chevra today, and we were schmoozing. And he's a person who he knows who he is. When I mentioned this, because we literally sat today, and he mamish talks so sweet and so soft, and I don't think he's ever raised his voice ever. I can't imagine him talking Lashon Hara. And it's a lesson for all of us when we learn, especially when we're around people, and we learn as the Igeres HaRamban, the letter from the Ramban, Shia Kol Dvarecha Benachas, and not to talk loud, not to scream at anyone, not to lift your voice too high. And it's difficult, it's challenging. The more we're around people, and we can get frustrated, but it's incredible how just our speech is so powerful. And today we'll do a halacha, Hilchos Lashon Hara, and I just want to learn a Gemara with all of us. I learned this Gemara today, and I said, oh, I got to share this Gemara. As an introduction, we'll do the Hilchos Lashon Hara. It should be just a schus to be mechazik all of us in our dibur, whether it's talking a little bit less, whether it's talking a little softer, whether it's listening more. As the Gra says, that's the reason we have two ears and one mouth, is to listen more than we speak. Doesn't mean that a person can't open up and can't share, but to just be more sensitive in our speech. Not to hurt, right? We've said many times, whoever made up the sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never harm me. It's not true. Speech can hurt and can stick with a person forever. For it's one of the challenges of being makabel and listening. I've said this many times. I know there are things that people have told me about someone 30 years ago, many years ago, and it still sticks. It still sticks in my mind. I have to daven that it should go out of my mind. But you tell someone, you meet someone for the first time, you say, oh, or you talk about someone who someone else meets for the first time. Oh, yeah, he's a, I don't know, he's stingy, or he talks a lot, or he is a balgaiva. Whatever you say, it sticks. And it's so powerful how powerful our words are. Okay, so with that in mind, let's learn. Day 24, page 69, discussing someone's poor financial status. You cannot talk, this is page 70. You cannot talk about the fact that someone is not doing well financially, because it can bring shame, right? People are embarrassed. Number two, people won't want to lend him money because they say he's not going to be able to pay back, maybe for a shidduch, right? Because he can't take care of himself. He's not responsible with money. My uncle is in debt. That's the example. Every few weeks, he asks my father to lend him money. That is pure Lashon Hara. Pure Lashon Hara. discussing a worker's weak nature. This is important for those who are working. You're not allowed to reveal that a hired person has a weak nature because it can cause the person to lose their job. Okay, interesting. I know a lot of people will be thinking, but you know, you're helping the boss, you're helping the company. Okay, so then you need the rules of Toelis, which is not the forum right now to speak about, but most of the time it comes from you know, other areas, and it's not that's not one's business to talk about somebody else how they're doing. If someone asks you regarding a job to hire someone, that's a very complex question. Okay, we should all be zocheh, us and all the Jewish people, not to speak Lashon Hara, not to listen to Lashon Hara, not to accept if Lashon Hara was heard, and to continue to learn the halachas every day. Should be good for, should be a schus for us and all the Jewish people. The Gemara, amen. The Gemara, Daf Lamed Aleph, in Kedushin, incredible Gemara. I'm just going to read this Gemara, and I think it's very appropriate, very, very straightforward Gemara about being machabed our parents. Tani Avimi on the bottom of the Gemara, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph on the bottom. Avimi Berei de Rabavo, the son of Rabavo taught, Yesh Meichel La'aviv Pisyoni. One can feed his father a type of bird, meaning which is like a delicacy. I'm reading over here. It's a fatty bird, which is a delicacy from the family of Slav that fell for the Jewish people. That's what Rashi says. In the wilderness, in the Midbar, and it says, V'tardai min ha'ilam, and this act can drive him from the world, which we're going to explain in a second. So you can feed your father, you could honor your father with the greatest steak, but you're not being mechabed your father. V'yesh matchinoi berechayim, and one can make his father grind with a millstone. Basically, you could work your father hard, u'mevi'ay l'chayei ha'olam haba, and that will bring him to Olam Haba. Why? So here's the pshat. Says Rashi, just going to read this, and then we'll just talk this out a little bit. Incredible Gemara. So it's not what, how much work you're doing at home. It's not the actions that you're doing. It's your attitude. It's your attitude. It's the smile. It's your parents knowing. It's your boss knowing. It's your family knowing. It's the attitude that a person portrays when they are what they're doing. So here the Gemara says straight out, I could be giving my father the greatest. And he says, "Umatridai oif v'tardim al oilam why shenenash alav shemaraloi tsaras ayin al sudasai," because you're showing that, ugh, I don't really want to serve this to you. V'yesh matchinu berechayim, which is a difficult work, Rashi says. It's incredible. It's in the smile, in the good morning. It's in the shore. It's in taking out the garbage. Am I taking out the garbage? Am I cleaning up the table with the, and I know these are very simple things, but it's so deep. Am I doing what I'm doing? Now I'm talking about Beit Amel Chaver. I'm not talking about what's in our heart to Hashem. And we spoke a little bit about that last week. In my kavana. This is not so much my intention. This is the energy and the smell that I'm giving for the people around me. And sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's difficult for a person to show a happiness, to show a smile. Sometimes we want to be honest. Oh, I'm not in a good mood. When a person smiles, when a person shows, okay, sure, I'll help. It's almost like when you're in a situation and you can give a good attitude, you could say a thank you for the meal. You could clear off. It's not about clearing off the table. It's not about taking your brother in the car, or driving your brother or sister around. It's the attitude that is so, so, so important. And we see over here a person's words. A person has to be so, so careful, especially now when we're working with other people. And again, it is important to do the work that's asked from you, to be helpful. But you see from this Gemara that it's really not the quantity of the work or even the quality of the work. It's really my attitude. It's really the what I'm giving over, the smile, and I want to end off with one way that I think that we can work on this. I think the one way we can work, one of the ways we can work on it, is really inside oneself, to really be honest with oneself in you know, trying to spread that love to other people and trying to be in a positive energy. And if a person can, again, I'm not, every case is different. It could be sometimes it's better not to be around. It's better not to be around with a negative. We all know that when we're traveling, right? When we're in a group and there's that person who has that bad attitude, who is down, sometimes it's better not to be around that person. So I'm just saying, I think that one of the things that we can learn from here, from this Gemara, it's so powerful, is that it's not about how we do things. It's not about what we're doing. It's really what we're bringing to the table. You know, it's like this in all relationships. And I say this a lot about Shalom Bayis. Like, it's what's in my heart now when I'm away from my spouse, when I'm away from my parents, when I'm not together with my family. If I could pray to Hashem and daven to Hashem, and sometimes we might have to do this. Say, Hashem, help me when I'm sitting with my family, when I'm sitting with my brother, when I'm sitting with my siblings, when I'm around, that I could give off a good energy. And if I can't give off a good energy and I'm not in a good zone, whatever it might be, okay, then you don't, maybe it's better not to be around so much. That could be that it's better not to be around. And to ask Hashem, help me. Help me when I'm going to be at the supper table, when I'm going to be with my family, to try and either be neutral, try and be okay, but not to bring in negative energy. Hashem should help us all. We should all be zocha, each and every one of us. This is a very, very special time for the Jewish people as we're getting ready for the Geula, the month of Geula, the month of real geula for the Jewish people. And I think that if we can try and be mechazik as much as we can, and it's hard, it's very hard to be mechazik in our love for each other and our love to see the good, and to see the good for those closest to us from within us. It doesn't have to be showing it on the outside, like, I'm not there yet. Like, prepare a little bit, stay in your room a little longer, stay in your car a little longer, listen to a shir, be mechazik yourself. When I walk in, and if you don't have to, and if you don't stay home so long, or you're not wherever you are so long, that's also okay. It's also okay to give yourself that preparation to be with the people who we love. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful morning. Have a wonderful afternoon. Have a wonderful evening. And we should be zocha to Yeshuas and Nechamas and Refuas for all the Jewish people. And we should be zocha to serve our parents and to serve the Jewish people according to our level, with a little bit sweeter, a little sweeter, a little nicer, a little bit more with the love, all of us. Thank you so much.